间最重要的两件事是两个 C。
The last session we talked about the most important thing between husband and wife is the two C, the
英文就是 commitment 跟 communication， 中文就是委身与沟通。
So in English it is commitment and communication.
我们刚才已经讲到委身这一方面。
So just now we already touched on the topic of commitment.
我们这一堂呢要讲到夫妻之间的沟通。
So today, this session we're going to talk about the communication between husband and wife.
夫妻之间的沟通是一个非常重要的课题。
Communication is a very, very important topic.
我们用很多的时间在我们各行各业学习。
In many other professions and areas of our life, we spend a lot of time on learning to communicate.
我们在我们自己的专业上面一直不断地求进步。
In our own career, we will try to strive to be better.
但是我们就是没有好好学习怎么样与别人说话。
And yet, unfortunately, most of the time we have not learned try to be speaking better with other people.
我们不知道怎么样把自己的意思用一个最合适的态度、最合适的时间、最合适的内容来向对方沟通。
We don't know how to present our ideas in the best time possible, in the best way possible.
在美国，一位很有名的基督徒的家庭辅导。
In America, there's a very famous family counselor.
他叫 J. Adams.
And Mr. J. Adams.
那么他讲过这样一句话，他说在家庭生活当中，沟通是最重要。
And he has said this, within a family life, communication should be the most important.
他提到沟通呢，是建立人跟人之间良好关系所必须的。
The communication is the most important thing between a good relationship between two persons.
不但是建立两个人的关系，而且是维持两个人的关系。
Not just to build up, but to perfect and keep up the relationship.
他特别提到说，夫妻之间除非有成功的沟通，很难维持亲密的关系。
Okay, unless between a husband and wife that there is a good communication, it's very hard to maintain this intimate relationship.
你会发现一男一女当他在谈恋爱的时候有说不完的话。
You realize that when a girl and a boy, a man and a lady, they're in love, they are courting each other, they have lots of words to say to each other.
但是曾几何时结婚以后话越来越少。
But yet after they got married, words dwindle.
当孩子来的时候有很多话题是集中在孩子身上。
When children come, there are many words and topics about the children.
但是等到孩子离开以后，曾几何时对方变成陌生人。
And yet after the children grown and left, then we became strangers to each other.
我们说冰冻三尺非一日之寒。
That we said Therefore, ice box to build up to be so big, it doesn't take just one day.
所以夫妻如果长久不会学习这个沟通，是一个长时间的积下来的累积的结果。
So if we are not continuously building this, it is an effect after a while.
那个 Dwight Moore 也讲过这样一句话。
Mr. Dwight Small has also said something after this.
他讲到说婚姻的核心就是一套沟通的系统。
That within the center of a family is this communication system.
他说要看一对夫妇他们的婚姻是不是快乐幸福呢，是从他们谈话的深度来衡量。
To know or to see whether a couple is a happy marriage couple, you can tell from the way they talk to each other, the depth of the communication.
有很多夫妇没有话讲。
Many couples do not have words to say to each other.
有很多夫有话讲，但是讲的都是一些很不重要的话。
Many couples have a lot of words to say to each other, but of no significance.
到底两夫妇之间沟通的深度是什么？是来决定夫妻之间的关系。
So the depth of their talk, their communication, their conversation decides how the relationship of the couple is.
圣经里头有很多的经文是讲到 言语沟通方面。
There are many verses in the Bible talking about communication.
当我们讲到说话的艺术跟技术的时候，
When we're talking about the art of communication and the technique,
我们发现圣经很多地方都有教导。
And we realize that there are many places in the scripture have teaching concerning them.
虽然我们是基督徒，这些经文也很熟，可是我们在夫妻的方面，我们很少去应用。
Even though we are Christians and we might know our scripture real well, but a lot of times within our family, within our relationship between the husband and wife, we do not practice them.
我就很简单的提到在箴言里面有这样的经文。
Okay, in Proverbs, there is verses like this.
在箴言里面15章
Proverbs 15
第一节说回答柔和使怒消退
First one said a gentle answer turns away wrath
言语暴力触动怒气
But a harsh word stirs up anger
智慧人的舌散发知识愚昧人的口处处愚昧
The tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable But the mouth of fools spouts folly
第四节说温良的舌是生命树乖谬的嘴使人心碎
And verse 4 it said a soothing tongue is a tree of life But perversion in it crushes the spirit
我也很喜欢箴言第十二章第十八节
I also like Proverbs 12 verse 18 very much
说说话浮躁的如刀刺人智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药
So there is one who speaks rashly like the thrust of a sword But the tongue of the wise brings healing
夫妻在讲话的时候你会发现很多的夫妇是唇枪舌剑
A lot of times you know that we are the husband and wife when they talk to each other they are really fighting with their lips
他们的舌头就像这个箴言十二章所说的好像刀在刺人
So their tongue is just like what the scripture said it's like sword that's thrusting into people's heart
真的是会造成离婚常常就是从嘴巴开始
A lot of times they will start from the lips where the divorce is
但是智慧人的舌头却能够医人
But yet the tongue of the wise brings healing
如果是一个智慧的丈夫当他太太非常忧伤难过的时候他用智慧的舌头来医治他
So a wise husband if he can just watch if the wife is being sad and angry that he can heal with his wise tongue
一个智慧的妻子当丈夫最灰心的时候他可以用他智慧的话给他鼓励来医治他
Likewise, a wise wife would do the same when her husband is down that she would heal him with her wise words
神的话不是放在书架上是应用在我们每天的生活当中
God's word is not for being put on the shelf but is to be used in our practical daily life
当我们每一次讲到生活专辑的时候我们要把神的话拿出来应用
every time when we talk about daily practical life we need to bring out God's word and use it
夫妻之间的沟通是一个最重要的事情
so communication between husband and wife is the most important thing
但是当你讲到沟通的时候有几个基本的条件
Yeah, when we're talking about communication there are a few very important points
如果我们没有这些条件的话可能很难有沟通的事实
But if we do not worry about these few points it's going to be very hard to have a real true communication
那么这些条件呢我先讲讲完了以后我们再讲下面更实际的实行的部分
I'm going to talk about just mention a few points about it and then I will expound on it
夫妻要沟通第一个条件
The first point that we need to realize is
就是时间
Time
一定要肯花时间夫妻才能够讲到沟通
We can only communicate if we can spend time together
今天的社会就是忙这个字来描写
Today the society is characterized with the word busy
我们忙到一个地步我们没有时间跟我们的配偶沟通
We are busy up to a point that we do not have any time to talk to our mate
我们也忙到一个时候我们精疲力尽我们也不想沟通
And it's up to a point that we are so busy that we are so tired that we do not want to communicate
有一次我是看一本解经的书 讲到今天这个忙的事情。
One time I was talking about a book that explained the Bible, and it's talking about this word busy.
我没有想到那个作者在一本解经的书，一个 commentary 里头，他提到在美国的一个调查的报告。
I didn't realize that the author within the commentary of the Bible would have mentioned a survey in America.
他说在美国一对夫妇一个礼拜七天平均根据调查他们沟通的时间是35分钟。
That according to survey in America, each couple each week, 7 days a week, the only time they really spend communicating with each other is not only 35 minutes, it's about 35 minutes.
当我读到这边的时候，我想35分钟我把它除以7，发现一天他们夫妇只有谈五分钟的话。
So I divided 35 minutes by 7 days in a week, and I realized there are only 5 minutes the husband and wife spend on each other.
我觉得这是不可思议的事情。
Like, it's just unbelievable.
怎么可以两夫妇一天只有讲五分钟话？
How can a husband and wife only talk to each other 5 minutes a day?
我回想到我们在结婚以前讲两个钟头话好像还不够。
And I realized, you know, I remembered that before we got married that we can talk 2 hours and it's nothing.
那我们也会记得那些谈恋爱的在美国在家里面，你会发现他们电话一拿起来一个钟头也是不够。
And also in here you realize every time you pick up the phone you talk more than an hour and it just still seems not to be enough.
所以我说这是不可能的，五分钟未免太少了。
So I said, this is impossible. How can that be? 5 minutes a day, this is too little.
第二天我见到一个姐妹的时候，我就迫不及待地说，你相不相信美国的夫妇一天只讲话五分钟。
The next day when I saw another lady, I just couldn't wait to ask her, do you believe that in America the couples only spend 5 minutes talking to each other?
她就说这有什么稀奇。
And she looked at me and said, what's so unbelievable about it?
我已经2天没有跟我先生说话了。
So I haven't talked to my husband for 2 days.
她说因为我们两个人都在上班，然后一个早出一个晚归，一个是晚出一个早归。
We are both working together with different shifts. One goes out in the morning, comes back at night, and I goes out at night and come back in the morning.
他说我又要 shopping 又要看孩子，我哪里有时间说话，我们见了面就只有打个招呼而已。
He said, I could do all the shopping and take care of the children and the house, so all we do is greet each other hi.
那但是我们如果要传话的时候呢，我们就贴一个 note 放在冰箱上。
We don't want to talk to each other, we just put notes on to each other on the refrigerator.
比如晚饭在冰箱里。
Just like dinner is in the refrigerator.
2天都没有机会跟他讲话了。
So 2 days, they never have a chance to talk to each other.
如果我们没有付上时间，夫妻实在很难沟通。
If we do not give time to each other, it's very hard to communicate.
前天我到一个人家里去，有一个妻子就向我发怨言。
I went to visit another family 2 days ago, and the wife complained to me.
因为我正在跟他交通的时候，小孩子就在旁边跑来跑去，一直跑来跑去。
Because I was fellowshipping and talking with her, and all the children are running around.
结果后来她就大声地叫她的丈夫。
So she was screaming. Finally, she screamed to her husband.
我说你干什么要这么大声？
I said, why do you have to scream?
他说因为每一次我的丈夫打开电视机的时候，他的眼睛好像有胶跟这个电视粘住了。
Because my husband, every time he turns on the TV, it looks like it's glued right there.
他说所以小孩子他完全不管，他说像现在有客人来他也不照顾小孩。
So he does not know anything that is around him now that I have company, and he would not even bother with the taking care of the children.
所以眼睛整天黏着电视机，怎么可能有时间沟通？
So if your eyes are glued to the TV set, how do you have time to communicate?
Boston 是一个电脑的中心。
Boston is a computer center city.
所以很多人家都是有电脑，而且也是在电脑公司工作。
So many people work in the computer company, also they have computers at home.
那么我们中国人都是非常努力兢兢业业的这些专业人员。
So we have a lot of Chinese that are just so hardworking in his own job.
白天在公司里面很努力，晚上回到家里还是拼命的努力。
So in the daytime they work very hard in his office, and yet come home they still work very hard.
因为家里还有电脑还可以工作。
So at home they have another computer, they can still keep on working.
所以有一次有一个姊妹告诉我说，李师母你知道不知道我们都是电脑寡妇。
So one time a wife just talked to me and said, Mrs. Lee, do you realize we are the widow of this computer?
有一个在纽约很成功的一个外科医生。
He's a very famous surgeon.
那么事业非常的成功。
His career is very successful.
但是呢他有一个很麻烦的事情，就是他的太太呢就是一直就是有神经衰弱的毛病。
But there is one thing that bothered him is his wife often had a problem with mental weakness.
所以呢只好就到处找医生看他太太的病。
So they look for doctors everywhere to heal her.
不但没有好，最后他怎么样呢？岳母请来家里住陪女儿。
So finally they have to take her mother-in-law to come and take care of this daughter.
还是没有什么进步，最后就去找了一个很好的一个心理医生。
So still there was no help, and so finally one day they found a psychiatrist.
那个心理医生开了一个药方。
The psychiatrist gave her a prescription.
给
him a prescription.
他说，我知道你是一个很成功的医生，但是我请你每一个礼拜有一个晚上带你的太太在纽约大都会去看一个戏。Broadway show.
He said, I know you are a very successful man, but each week, one night a week, I would like you to take your wife to see a Broadway show.
这个药方不太难哈，那么所以，但是呢，对于一个很忙很忙的医生来讲，的确是一个相当大的牺牲。
Seems like this is not a very hard chore to do, but for a very famous and successful surgeon, this is a very big sacrifice.
但是为了治太太，他就真的就每一个礼拜有一个晚上带太太去看戏。
But yet in order to make his wife well, so he did take the time to do that.
几个月下来，他的太太不知不觉的这个神经衰弱的病就好了。
And a few months later, somehow his wife was healed.
需要时间，夫妻需要花时间给对方。
So husband and wife need to spend time on each other.
对于教养下一代也是一样，我们今天可以把什么东西都给我们的孩子，但是就没有把时间给他。
This is the same principle that can be applied to raising our children. We can give them all kinds of things, but yet a lot of times we don't give them our time.
第二个条件是坦诚。
The next point that we need to know about communication is honest or openness.
夫妻如果彼此还不坦诚的话，很难沟通。
If even between a husband and wife there's no openness between them, then it is very hard to communicate.
有的夫妇结了婚以后，还要有分开来的这个银行的 account.
There are many husband and wife after they've been married, they still have to have separate account in the bank.
有一次我就问说，到底这个有什么好处？
So one time I asked exactly what's the good about this.
那有的人真的理由实在很充分，我也很了解。
And some of them have very, very valid reasons, and I understand it.
但是有的人告诉我说，万一有一天他变了心，这里有一个保障。
Well, but some of them told me that one day, in case he does change his heart and mind, that I have at least this security here.
有一次有一个丈夫他跟我们发怨言说，我最受不了一件事情，就是每一次我在书房或在客厅接电话的时候，我就听到卧房里面我太太也拿起听筒。
One time my husband talked to us, the thing that really bothered him, he said, is every time I picked up a phone, whatever phone that comes in, that I can hear that in the bedroom, somebody else is picking up the phone to know who is calling.
那么我们就问他的太太说，为什么你要做这样的事？因为我们是一起在跟他们夫妇一起谈。那么我们问太太，为什么你要这样做？那太太就说，因为他从来不告诉我他在外面做什么，所以我只有偷听他的电话。
Since we are counseling and talking together, so we asked the wife, why does she do that? And she said, it's because he never tells me anything that he does outside. So I have to find out from the phone call.
夫妻之间应该没有秘密。
There shouldn't be any secrets between a husband and wife.
当然，我说是应该，正常的情形下应该没有秘密。
What I said is in a normal condition, we should not have any secrets.
但是我知道有一些特别的情形是有秘密，比如说，有的丈夫 发现他太太有一个绝症，他为了要保护他，他没有告诉他有这种事情的。
Yet I realized that there are some special circumstances that there is secret, that something is kept from the other. Like for example, if the husband finds out that his wife has certain kind of disease, that but he, in order to protect her, he might try to hide it from her.
夫妻之间要坦诚，要能够讲开。
So between husband and wife, we need to be open with each other.
有一次有一对夫妇去检查身体，那个太太查完了身体后发现她得到一种病，就是现在在美国常常有人提到的这种骨头的一种病，是一种不能医治，叫做 multiple sclerosis、
yeah. One time a couple、they went to have their checkup together and the wife found out that she had multiple sclerosis. It's a bone disease that is not going to heal.
而且就是说过了好多年以后慢慢慢慢这个病就会出来，他就会死掉。
And this is a disease that will progress in the years coming and then eventually it leads to death.
那么这个太太她是为了这事情心里很沉重。
So because of this, this wife is just very heavy hearted.
有一天她就很坦白的跟她的先生说。
So one day she openly and honestly told her husband about this.
他说既然我有这个病，有一天我就要离开，对你也没有好处，所以不如现在我们就离婚，你再去找一个健康的妻子。
She said eventually my disease will lead to death and we'll have to separate anyway. Why don't we get a divorce now that you can still marry somebody that is healthy?
但是那个先生就拉住那个太太，他说你记不记得我们结婚的时候的誓言。
But this wife, this husband just put his arm around his wife and said, do you still remember the vows we take when we were getting married?
我们在结婚的时候说不管是健康或者是生病，只有死把我们分开。
We had said to each other that whether it be health or in sickness, only death can separate us.
我不会忘记我结婚的誓言，所以我要跟你一直一辈子一辈子走下去。
He said, I will not forget my promise and my vows to you in the wedding, so I will go on with you till the end.
他们能够很坦诚的沟通。
So they can be frank and honest with each other.
第三个条件 condition.
And the third condition is
需要勇气
is courage.
夫妻之间的沟通需要勇气。
The between the communication between husband and wife needs courage.
特别是中国人。
Especially Chinese.
因为中国人很含蓄。
Because we're pretty reserved.
我们中国人有这个含蓄的美德。
Yeah, we seems that we have this very being conservative and reserved.
所以我们有常常就是尽在不言中。
So this virtue makes us kind of talk that it seems like it's all in there but it's not out there.
Yeah, it's there, yeah. 就不用讲，就反正你知道就好了。
So it seems like that, oh well, I don't have to say it as long as you know it.
但是呢，连这个爱的表达都需要勇气的。
And yet, to even to express our love for each other, we need courage.
向对方用口头表达爱对中国人来讲是需要勇气的。
So for the Chinese to express your love orally, you know, speakingly, is very hard. Take courage.
那个是讲到结婚以后，结婚以前很会表达，结婚以后是不太会表达。
I am just talking about after the marriage. Seems like there is no problem before marriage.
有一次我在这个我们教会的成人主义学婚姻与家庭这个班上面讲。
One time I was speaking to my own adult Sunday school class and talking about family and marriage, and I said this.
我说我们不要吝啬向我们的配偶示爱，不要吝啬。
We shouldn't be too modest in that sense to tell our mate about our love.
他们就说已经结婚了，他知道我爱他就好了，还要再讲什么？
Well, we are already married and he knows I love her, so why should we still talk about it?
不要吝啬，今天做妻子的也好，做丈夫也好，要向对方表达爱，用勇气来告诉他你爱他。
We need to be generous, we need to be courageous to tell each other about our love for each other.
不要说不好意思啦，已经老夫老妻了，何必呢？
You know, those are all Chinese words, but just, you know, just say it.
对，表达爱需要勇气。
So to really express our love for each other needs courage.
还有面对两个人之间的问题需要勇气。
Another thing is when we face a problem within each other, we need courage.
有很多也是中国人的美德，就是中国人喜欢忍耐，会忍。
This is another virtue of the Chinese that we can endure, we can suffer.
所以呢，我们就对一些问题发生的时候，我们就把它忍下来。
So the ability to suffer is causing us to, when things happen, we are just going to bear with it.
我们就不讲。
So we don't talk about it.
但是你看这个中国字忍字是怎么写的。
And yet we look at this Chinese character for this bear or patience.
这个忍字是怎么写的？在心的上面有一把刀子。
The character on top is the word for a knife, and the bottom is your heart.
在心的上面有一把刀子。
So above our heart there is the knife.
所以忍耐不是个办法，因为总有一天会出事。
Actually, to be patient and endure is not always a good method.
只是单单的忍，把一些问题一直用忍来解决，不是一个办法。
You only bear with it and not really get to the problem is not a way to solve it.
在过去25年侍奉的年日当中，我们辅导过许多的家庭。
In the last 25 minutes of our ministry serving the church, we
25 years.
In the last 25 years that I'm serving, we have been counseling a lot of people.
我们发现有夫妻之间有问题，用忍，最后有两个结果。
And we realized that if between a husband and wife, when they have problems, all they use is the patience and to endure, there is two results.
一个呢，就是忍到有一天火山爆发。
The one is...You're patient and bear with it until one day, it's just an explosion.
那个火山爆发像这个 St. Helens, Mount St. Helens 那样大爆。
It's just like the Mount St. Helens, there's a big explosion.
那就烧得不可收拾。
So there's nothing to pick up.
第二个结果呢，就是我看到有许多忍到最后精神崩溃。
And then the other kind of case is finally, after they bear with it so long and be patient,They ended up to be mental disorder.
所以忍不是一个解决，当然我们对一些事情我们要学习忍，这是一个好的，但是对一些真正的问题，忍不是解决的吧，要用勇气来面对。
To be patient, yes, in some circumstances is very appropriate, but yet when we're dealing with the problem and with the big thing, we need to have courage to deal with it.
还有夫妻沟通需要勇气的另外一点，就是夫妻有的时候是在冷战当中不讲话，冷战当中需要勇气来打破僵局。
Another reason why we need to be courageous to communicate is a lot of times we end up in a cold war. We just do not talk to each other, and we need to have courage to break through that.
那个打破僵局的那一个人就是最勇敢的人。
The one that break this barrier is the one that's most courageous.
很多时候我们就是赌气，你不讲我也不讲，看谁输。
A lot of times we just talk in our own each corner and see who wins.
就看谁先讲话那人输，事实上是谁打破僵局那个人最勇敢。
Often times we will just say who will break down first to talk, that's the one that lose, but actually the one that speaks first is the one that has the most courage.
所以夫妇要沟通需要勇气。
So for husband and wife to really have good communication, we need to have courage.
有很多夫妇结婚了10年20年，有一些问题一直藏在里头不敢面对。
There are many husband and wife that have been married 10 years, 20 years. There's still some problems within them that they have not been talking about.
因为他们没有勇气来面对。
Because they do not have courage to face the problem.
第四个条件。
The fourth condition.
就是需要学习。
That we need to learn, to be willing to learn.
夫妻之间的沟通是需要学习。
This communication between husband and wife has to be learned.
夫妻的沟通不但是一种艺术，也是一种技术。
It's not just an art, it's also a technique.
那讲到沟通的学习的时候呢， 我们就想到夫妻的沟通，有一些话是不该说的，有一些话是应该说的。
So when we're talking about communication between husband and wife, we know there are words, some of the words that need to be spoken, but yet there are some that shouldn't be.
夫妻吵架好不好？
Is it good to argue?
吵架好不好？
Is it good to argue?
这里有人说好，有没有说不好？
Some say yes, is that somebody say no?
有的人一听到说夫妻吵架就说，哎呀，我们不要吵架，吵架不好。
Some people just say once they heard that people are arguing, then they say, oh, we shouldn't argue.
事实上呢，吵架是沟通的一种形式。
Actually, in reality, to argue is one way of communicating.
但是吵架的结果就是看你怎么吵，结果完全不同。
And yet the outcome of this argument is really depends on how you handle the argument.
因为会吵的人是吵完了以后夫妻的关系更好。
Those that know how to argue is the one that ends the argument withreally better, even better relationship between husband and wife.
不会吵架的人吵完一次就关系就破坏一次。
But those that do not know how to argue is the one that each time they